Good morning, church. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's called us here to be the church. By his Holy Spirit, we're invited here. And I give him thanks that he's called all of us to come and be the church together here in beautiful scalp level Trinity today. But I'm going to challenge you today. I'm going to challenge you today because the message that's on my heart to bring is one that challenges me. And it's a message that I think challenges the church all around the world, especially here in our country where we have it so good. But it has also challenged us throughout all of history, the idea that we make church about us. And so we're going to talk today about the most dangerous attitude that I think that we can have as a church, the country club church. Let's go to the scripture. Have a look at Matthew chapter 16. You'll find in the Synoptic Gospels, which we're going to have a Bible study on beginning in September, that this message to the church from Jesus appears in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three Synoptic Gospels. Will you stand with me in body and spirit and mind and heart, showing reverence for God's gospel to us as we share these words, these challenging words to us today? Then Jesus said to his disciples and to all of us today, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it." Jesus challenges us with this word of God today. Thanks be to God. Pray with me, friends. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit that we might hear a word from you. May I decrease that you increase in this time. It's yours, not mine. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. The country club. Anybody a member of a country club? You don't have to raise your hands. I am not here this morning to cast aspersions on a country club. Country club's a fine place to be. It's a great opportunity to go and get away for a while. Maybe play some golf, maybe play some tennis, be with your friends, have a great time. So I am not here to say that country clubs are bad. Far from it. Great opportunity to go out and spend some time in your community. Great relationships can be formed there. My issue is when the mentality of a country club becomes the mentality that we have in a church. And when that happens, it is the most dangerous place for a church to be. I would rather the church, Jesus would rather have a dead church than a country club church. Repeat that. Jesus would rather have a dead church than a country club church. A dead church at least has served its purpose. A country club church just brings dishonor to Christ's name. Now, I spend a lot of time, and I spent a lot of time this week crafting this message, and I write a lot of things down that never make it into a service, never make it into a sermon. And that was especially important this week because I want to make it clear. I am not here also to bring up any particular person in this room's, mentality or your sin. But I may strike a nerve with the message that I bring this morning. I may bring up something that you have a personal, that's your particular issue. And though it may hurt you if I say it, I'm going to say this. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. Because if it happens, it's simply because the Holy Spirit has convicted you, has convinced you that maybe that attitude is not one to have. Not my intention to do that, but if it happens, so be it. And I hope you'll forgive me, and I hope that we can continue to get along together. But this mentality that we can seep into a church is exactly what Jesus mentions here. It's kind of what, like, Brett was talking about. It all ties together. The Holy Spirit's always at work here. It's simply this attitude that says this: church is all about me. Church is all about my interests. Church is all about what I get out of it. Church is all about looking good in the community. Church is about my activities, my enjoyment. And that attitude is one which Jesus speaks strongly about. This passage of Scripture in all three Synoptic Gospels, which we'll study in September, all of those are following a great moment in the life of Jesus, in the life of Peter, where Jesus appears in his glory, transfigured, dazzling in white. And Peter is amazed. Wow, this is great. Let's build some houses here. Let's stay here on this mountaintop so we can just enjoy this moment forever. And as soon as Peter says that, it's over. And they go back into the world. And they deal with the great moments Jesus brings a troubled child and casts out a demon, and then he begins to explain to them, this is what this means. I'm the Messiah. Peter says it. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then as soon as that becomes clear, the disciples understand who Jesus is. Jesus explains to them, you know what that means? It means I'm going to be killed. It means I'm going to be persecuted. It means that you're going to be persecuted. It means that we are all going to suffer. I'm going to be killed on a cross. And Peter says, that won't happen to you. Why does Peter say that? It's his friend, but think of it. Healing sick people, casting out demons, great visions in the heavens. Peter's having a great time being with Jesus. Would you want that to end? Would you, if you're walking with Jesus, experiencing these great signs and wonders, experiencing the miracles, why would you want that gravy train to end? I want to keep this going, Jesus. You know, we could do all sorts of things with this. We could just live forever and keep making this great thing happen. And Jesus, what does he say? Get behind me, Satan. Because you're thinking about the things of this world rather than the things of heaven. There's a lot of churches. There's a lot of Christians that Jesus is saying, get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block. You're an obstacle to my ministry. You're an obstacle to what I want to do in the world. Because you've made this all about yourself. What am I going to get out of it? Country club mentality, where there's a wonderful list of things to do at a country club. Wonderful list of options. Great idea. You can come. You can sit and enjoy a nice quiet afternoon. Because in a country club, who decides the members? Who decides the members of a country club? The members. The members decide who the members are. And a dangerous place for a church to be is to begin to think that the members of the church determine the membership of the church. Because who decides the membership of a church? It's Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. The members of the church don't get to decide, okay, this person doesn't work here. Sorry, sir, it's not working out here. We're going to ask you to leave. No, that's not the attitude that a church gets to have. My opinion is, and I think I share it with God, that if you've showed up here, Holy Spirit's invited you here, and you're welcome here. And God forbid that a church ever say to somebody who the Spirit has invited, sorry, there's no room for you here. You're sitting in my pew. You're that attitude of this is mine and not yours. Let's rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. That's no attitude for the church to have. Membership in a church is not a badge of honor. In fact, you may notice that I, as a pastor, don't emphasize membership here very often. Every once in a while, I hold a class, and you can become a member. But I want that membership to be more deep than just, okay, my name's on the list. Because there are people who are members of this church who I've never met. And there are people who will never become a member of the church who are some of our strongest people here in this building. Your name on a list means nothing to God or to me. It's that activity of the Holy Spirit in your life. You showed up here for church this morning, I think you're part of the church. I might even consider you a member. I might give you free use of the pavilion out back. Because members get that free stuff. You know, if that's our attitude, let's rebuke that attitude in the name of Jesus Christ. That is no reason for us to gather as the church to see what we can get out of it. If I had my way, the members would pay for the pavilion and the people from the community would have it for free. But COPA keeps turning me down. Our mentality as Christ Church here in this place as a place says something to the world around us. And if it's all about what we're getting out of it, then our message is, come to the church to receive all the religious goods and services that we have available to you. Welcome in. Groucho Marx once said a famous word, I would never be a member of a club that would have me for a member. The mindset that we have has to be that outward mindset to the community around us. How are we reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ? How are we welcoming them into our community here? And then how are we inviting them who have been outcasts to welcome them to come to this community of ours, to join us, to be part of what we're doing here? At a country club, you are served, and that's great. And there are servants who are there to serve you. At a church, guess what? You are the servants. Sorry, the hired staff here is not here to cater to your every whim and need. They're here to serve Jesus. And if they serve you in that capacity, that's great. But primarily, our mindset is always on, you know, how Jesus is being served by our participation in the ministry here. And I want that to be your mindset as well. How is Jesus being served in my activity here in this place, but more importantly, I think, out in the world around us? That is so important. I don't want to be a stumbling block to the work that Jesus is doing in the world. I don't want Jesus to tell me, you've got the wrong mindset. Get behind me. I want Jesus to say, well done, good and faithful servant. And so, let's lose the mindset of what church is doing for me, and more, what can I as a church member do for the world around me? And I think, with that kind of mindset, we will never worry about how our membership numbers look, because we won't be able to fill this place. I mean, we won't have enough room to fill, because they'll be out the door wanting to get in to see what's going on here. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ, who though he was God, gave that up and took the form of a servant. A servant. And he obeyed even to the cross. How far are you willing to go in the service of Jesus Christ? God loves you, and so do I. Amen.